Andrea Wallacher will never forget October 3rd of last year. That morning, her father was shot and killed as he put gasoline into his taxi in Aspen Hill, Maryland. He was the third Washington, D.C. area resident whose death was linked to sniper suspects John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo. NPR's Brian Naylor spoke to Wallacher about her father and life without him.
Andrea Wallacher can never forget the last time she saw her father. It was morning. They were home, getting ready to go out their separate ways.
He was getting ready to go to work, and I was typing up my paper, and he was asking me how my school was going, because school had just started, I was like a month into it. And he was asking me how my school schedule was going, and if I needed help with anything, and if I needed like extra money for books or things like that. And then he was like, okay, when is your graduation date again? And then he was just asking about that.
And then he was gone. School was a key bond between 54-year-old Prem Kumar Wallacher and his daughter. He had arrived in this country from India at age 18 on a student visa with not much more than his dreams of a college education and of starting a new life in this country. Prem Kumar never got his degree. He was too busy working. But he pushed Andrea and her brother to make sure they finished school. And so Andrea says the hardest moment of the past year was the day she graduated from the University of Maryland last May.
That really hit me then, that my dad wasn't there to see that, and I was really disappointed that he wasn't there, because his dream was to finish college, and he was kind of living his dream throughout me, and he never got to see me accomplish that dream.
This past year has been full of challenges for the Wallacher family. Andrea says her younger brother Andrew has been taking their father's death very hard, though he doesn't talk about it much. Her mother Margaret has also struggled to cope with the loss of her husband.
It's very hard. My mother, obviously, that's, you know, her heart. And, you know, she had so many plans and dreams with him to go back and retire in India. And every day she really thinks about, like, misses him. And, I mean, she still cries a lot for him.
Andrea says she's not sure whether her mother will return to India and the house where she and her husband plan to live out their years. And it's fallen to Andrea and her brother to do for her mother the things her father did.
She doesn't feel comfortable going anywhere by herself. She's like the typical Indian woman. She depended on my father very much. I was raised differently, of course. I was raised in America, and I was taught to be an independent woman. So, like, there's a lot of things I have to teach my mom now. Like, she doesn't even drive. And I mean, I don't even think she'll ever drive. So my brother and I, like, take turns with, like, the different chores in the house and things like that.
As she drives her mother around suburban Montgomery County, it's hard not to find a site where the sniper struck, the gas station where her father died, a shopping center where another victim was killed, and where we did this interview.
There's just constant reminders everywhere. I mean, I live within all these places within, like, a 5-mile radius. I used to work right across the street over there, and I mean, it's just, I can't believe, like, nothing ever like that happens around this area.
But of course it did happen, not just to her family, but to a dozen other families around Washington and a half dozen more in towns across the country. Andrea says she has a bond with some of those families. They've joined together in a lawsuit against the Tacoma, Washington gun dealer where Muhammad and Malvo obtained their rifle. The two accused snipers go on trial later this fall. Andrea Wallacher says her only question for them is why they singled out her father. She says she would like him to be remembered this way.
Well, I think he was a very dedicated, hardworking individual. He put his family first before him, and I just want, you know, everyone to know that. I wish everyone could have, like, a father or a brother or a husband like that.
Andrea says not a day goes by that she does not miss her father, his jokes, his laugh, and his presence in her life. Brian Naylor, NPR News.